This is a podcast for the MA in Online Journalism by Distance Learning at Birmingham City University.
For your assessment in multimedia journalism, there are two assignments. The second assignment is relatively straightforward. It's a production-based assignment. You submit a portfolio of work devoted to one or more particular areas of multimedia journalism. So you might choose audio or data journalism or infographics or video slideshows or any combination of those. But the first assignment is maybe a bit more unfamiliar to you. And so I want to spend this podcast explaining the ideas underpinning that assignment and what you should do in fulfilling the requirements of that assignment. Now, the assignment is called Communities of Practice, and I want to start by explaining what those are and why I think they're so important that I've decided to really design the first assignment around communities of practice. And communities of practice are communities of people who share an interest in a particular practical skill. For our purposes, we're interested in communities of people who are interested in video journalism, communities who are interested in audio journalism, podcasting, audio slideshows, micro podcasting even, communities of designers, of people who design interactive features, communities of people who are interested in data journalism and statistics and visualization and anything related to that. And the reason these are so important to you as students, and the reason I want you to spend the first weeks of this module focusing on communities of practice, is because it is very important that what you learn in this module, and indeed on this course, is not limited to what you learn in class. What I want to help you build is really a network infrastructure that will help you continue to learn and continue to develop way after you finished this course. Because online journalism moves so fast, it develops so rapidly from one year to the next, that you need to be able to keep in touch with that. You need to be able to keep developing. In addition, I frequently emphasize the importance of networks to journalists working online, in fact, journalists working in any medium. And networks are going to be really important to you professionally, in terms of accessing expertise, in terms of keeping in touch with development, and in terms of collaborating with others and maintaining a professional reputation. And so one of the related, if you like, the side effects of this assignment is not just learning about a particular medium, about a particular type of multimedia, but also about building contacts and building a reputation in your field. This module is really about specialising in a particular area and developing specialist expertise. And part of that involves demonstrating that publicly and showing other people what you can do and exchanging your expertise with others. So that's what Communities of Practice is about. It's about identifying those people who are interested in the same things, in building relationships with those, in contributing to those communities, and building a reputation of your own within those as well. Having outlined those, I want to talk a bit more practically about what that's going to involve. At the beginning of this module, you're faced with a choice, and we'll start the first few weeks by going through different types of multimedia journalism and you exploring each of those. So in the second week of a module, we'll look at audio, which involves podcasting, it involves micro podcasting, and audio slideshows. The week after that, we'll look at video and online video, and then we'll look at data journalism and interactivity and visualization, visual design. Having looked at all those areas, you'll start to find communities of people who are talking about those particular fields. So you'll find blogs by data journalists, mailing lists by people interested in podcasting, Flickr groups by people interested in photography and audio slideshows and so on. And as you identify those communities, what you should be doing is engaging with those. You may be, for example, blogging about your own experience of learning your craft. So if you're interested in audio slideshows, for example, I would recommend really that you either start a new blog or use an existing blog to talk about that practice, to talk about slideshows that you're working on yourself, slideshows that you are looking at elsewhere for inspiration. You might post individual elements. You might post links to useful resources. And this serves a number of purposes. First of all, it allows you to contribute to a particular community. So other people who are interested in the same subject should be able to now start to find you, either by searching for you, for the subjects that you're writing about, or because you're linking to their work. More importantly, I would encourage you to be commenting on other people's blogs as well, so that they start to become aware of you, ask questions about what they're doing, try to dig a bit deeper into what they've written about. If you're engaging in mailing lists, then again, try and contribute to those as well. So that's one reason why you would do this. The other is really to document your own learning, is to reinforce your own learning. By having to articulate your practice, that will improve, first of all, it will make it easier for you to remember, and secondly, it will make it easier for you to recall. So if you can't remember, you can then find it on your own blog. That's one of the reasons that I blog about a lot of the things that I do, because if I do forget about it, then I know where to find it. And sometimes people will remind me of things that I've written, which I may have later forgotten about. So it serves those two purposes. It's important to think also about the different platforms on which those communities of practice might communicate. Blogs are an obvious example. There will be prominent bloggers in your field, so there will be podcasters talking about their practice, there will be data journalists talking about what they do. But don't just limit your search to blogs. There will be mailing lists. In data journalism, for example, there are mailing lists associated with the Freedom of Information Act, so there's a WOBING mailing list for European FOI users. There will be mailing lists for particular websites like They Work For You, which collect data on politics, for example. So you might find specialist mailing lists that are devoted to a particular aspect of your field. So if you take audio, for example, there may be mailing lists about podcasting in general, but then you might find more specialist mailing lists about audio editing, for example, or audio production. So think about mailing lists, think about Twitter lists, compile lists of people who are on Twitter who are practitioners or students or experts in the field that you're interested in. Look at LinkedIn. One of my students last year was interested in audio and he struggled to find an online community, so he created one of his own on LinkedIn and started to invite people to contribute to that. And that's another option that might be open to you if you don't feel that there is a community out there that that fits what you're looking for. Think about photo sharing communities like Flickr. Think about YouTube. Obviously, if you're doing video, then people are more likely to be communicating using video. And think about Audioboo for another potential platform. So, really what I'm saying is think quite laterally about where these communities of practice might be, how they might be communicating, and be always looking for those. If you find someone on Twitter, for example, search for that username across the internet and see if you can find other web presences, other places where that person is. And that might lead you to other people and so on. See who they're following, see who they're friends with, and just ask them. Do interviews with people. Ask them about how they learned, what they learned, who they would recommend, things like that. And just try to engage as much as possible in that community of practice so that you can not only build your own knowledge, but help others and create a way for you to basically develop as a group. And that's what you'll be submitting for your first assignment. You'll be submitting a collection of blog posts, for example. You'll be submitting evidence of your engagement with that community. And it's really like a research project in a way, in that you are researching your medium, but your research project is not a traditional essay or report, which is only ever seen by one person. It's something that's been done very, very publicly, that is building your reputation and creating an opportunity for others to get in contact with you rather than just you getting in contact with them. Obviously, if you have any questions about this, just ask me. And we'll be fleshing this out as well as we go through the following weeks of the module.